ESYO360 is a celebration at Proctor's in Schenectady on May 17th of the past, present, and future of the Empire State Youth Orchestras. It's ESYO. The concert will feature all nine of ESYO's performing groups playing a wide variety of music, jazz, band, classical, percussion. The grand finale will have 350 musicians, current ESYO musicians, and ESYO alums will also be on the stage performing all at the same time. Helen Chapio is the music director and conductor of the Empire State Youth Orchestra, and she joins us now along with Hannah Dick, who is a principal timpanist as well as a percussionist in the youth orchestra. Hannah is the 2015 winner of ESYO's Lois Lyman Concerto competition this past Saturday. That's what we were hearing, right?
Absolutely.
The marimba coming in.
Yeah.
An orchestra at the Youth Orchestra Concert at Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. Hannah, it's a delight to have you here. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very nice. And Helen, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Oh, it's so great to be back. Thank you so much for having us.
So 36 years, my goodness. What does that say about this region and these kids and all that we have done here?
It's a remarkable thing to have, you know, 36 years of streamlining excellent musicians, young musicians, not just great young people, but people who really want to do something special in this life. And they work so hard. And I have to give the credit to, obviously, the founder of SEO 36 years ago with parents and Barry Richmond and many of the educators locally, but also the fact that we have wonderful public school music programs that's going on in this region. And
yes.
So that we really need to celebrate together.
You use the word streamlining. What does that mean?
Well, you know what? It's just continuing. They're coming. And we have youngsters wanting to be part of this organization, and they will pick up an instrument. And it feels like in this region, there's a place to go. If you practice hard and you become at a certain level, teachers and public school teachers and private teachers and local musicians who are professionals with ASO and Schenectady Symphony all kind of come together and support SEO's vision of making excellent music together weekly. And we give over 30 performances every year. And this is ranging from fourth grade way up to seniors like Hannah.
Mm. So tell us a little bit about how Hannah came on your radar. Is using as a story of how these students come.
Well, we
come
have,
to you and come
yeah,
about.
We, you know, Hannah is a very special one, and I don't say that, you know, lightly. We have an amazing program that over 36 years, Richard L. Bagley, as the founder of our percussion ensemble, who teaches at SUNY Albany and plays with ASO, had the vision of developing a really extensive percussion ensemble program. And now, 36 years later, we have one of the premium youth orchestra programs that really, I can't think of any other youth orchestra that has three percussion ensembles fully staffed. And we have amazing students coming through our program and going on to professional music world and doing incredibly well right now. And Hannah came to us very young. And I know she can tell us the more details. But when I first encountered her, it was really 4 years ago. And when she auditioned, you know, she's kind of, you know, petite like myself. And for her to come and, you know, play the bass drums and the cymbals and the timpani, it's visually very exciting to see that.
Yes.
And so she's a great role model for young women wanting to go into percussion. But she's going to be continuing her study at Eastman School of Music. And we're very proud of that and with many of her friends.
I hear they're very good. Yeah. So, Hannah, how long have you been interested in percussion? How long have you been, how's this been on your radar?
I began percussion at age 9, and I did not audition for SEO until 8th grade. So I've been a part of SEO now for 5 years.
Yeah. And so what was it about your playing that said, okay, I'm ready to do this, and I would like to do this now, be a part of the orchestra?
I had some piano training when I was young, and so I had advanced through percussion very quickly. And so it was at that point where I felt that I was ready to join the percussion ensemble and be a part of the top group. Mm-hmm. And so I auditioned. It's a very fair audition process. And I was able to make it into the top group in eighth grade.
So how many percussionists are there in the orchestra? At a given time, how many of you are there?
In the youth orchestra, there are 5 or 6 percussionists, depending on the year and what music is programmed. So this year we have 6. So at any given time, one person will be playing timpani and the other 5 will be playing percussion.
And do you consider timpani to be your specialty, or are they all your specialty? They all have to be your specialty.
That's right. They all have to be my specialty. I've actually been playing timpani for only 4 years now, and I've been playing the rest of percussion for 8 years. Part of it is just having access to the instruments.
Sure.
Timpani is hard to have access to.
Yeah. And then once you do that, it's the repertoire just opens up and there's lots of different things that you can do and explore.
Yes, definitely. People are surprised. There are even timpani concertos, all sorts of solos that you can play on any percussion instrument.
So this is a question for you, Helen, but how much of is it the orchestra's responsibility and your responsibility to teach the students that about what the repertoire is, about what is out there for the instrument, not just the music itself, not just getting ready for the next concert, but also putting it into that broader context?
Sure. I mean, I think the world is talking about the benefits of music education and playing specifically an instrument and what it does to your brain as a child is developing. And I think taking from that scientific data, for me, the focus by the time our youth students who are, you know, really driven and wonderful high schoolers, teenagers, at their, I think, prime time to technically get better and to develop kind of the connection with the music and who they are within themselves. Mm. And I think it's a journey where when you're performing, getting ready for a performance, when you're playing together rather than just a solo, it's not about yourself, but it's about the whole community and what your role is. For instance, what is, you know, Hannah's role as a timpanist in this moment? Sometimes you have to step back. Sometimes you have to play much softer than you would like to so that the solo line can come through from the oboe. It is a give and take of the life, knowing what your role is, when to step up, when to step back, and when to take the leadership and when to support others. And I think that kind of human relationship and etiquette, basic goodness of kind of living together, yeah, has to happen in an orchestra. And that's why it's such an amazing model for building up a community.
And how does it, is that enforced then when the students go on to places like Eastman? Is it a similar philosophy?
Well, I mean, I think they're going into a conservatory situation to better themselves as a musician singly.
Yes.
But then good schools give them you know, opportunities to play with others who are as excellent and who are as driven so that the entire environment will be upgraded for them. And I think, you know, for us with our younger students too, the importance of kind of journeying on to find who they are and what kind of characters that they're made out of, and the grit that we talk about. You know, music is an honest business. You can't pretend to play an instrument.
No.
Either you know how to play or you can't, and the world will see you. Therefore, it constantly kind of taps into our core and say, do I really know how to do this? And if you want to do it, then you just have to work at it. And good work ethic gets built up. And so I really hope that, you know, more of the students, for instance, in our May 17th concert, the community will come out with youngsters to see what these teenagers are doing and, you know, kids from fourth grade and up working so hard at this craft, not to be the best musician in the world. That's not the goal, is to make a difference in themselves and in others that whom they come across throughout their lives with this gift of music. And it takes hard work. And when the community comes together on May 17th, they'll see 300 current musicians. And also we have over 40 alumni who have signed up to come back with their instruments to play the grand finale with us.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It really sounds exciting.
Oh, we're so excited, yes.
Did you see Whiplash, Hannah? the movie Whiplash?
No, I haven't.
Okay, have you seen
that?
Oh,
yes, it's...
Okay, so what...
Well, you know...
for those of you who haven't seen the film, it is... I find it fascinating, but I think it's really... It's obviously performance-driven, but it's...
Yes.
But it's really interesting to me that there is, you know, of what we can get from one person and what we can learn in that mentorship.
Sure. I mean, the mentorship style varies, yeah. Obviously, and this
yes.
one was a very intense one.
Yeah.
I think the nurturing, ultimately, it's the personal integrity that I have to count on in every
yeah.
of one of my 103 youth orchestra members. This is the group that I conduct. I constantly have to say, it is not a competition with the person next to you.
Yeah.
It is competition within yourself. So are you better at this today than you were yesterday because you worked on it? You know, you get lucky once in a while, but... ultimately, it's the one who sits down and practices and wants it really badly.
There's a scene in this movie, though, Hannah, where this kid is playing he's also a percussionist, and he's playing to such a degree and is practicing so hard that he's literally bleeding. Now, have you ever had that?
I have a little bit because I use 4 mallets when I play marimba. And one of the mallets is held between my index and middle fingers.
Yeah.
And I've had to build up a callus on my index finger. And at one point, I was practicing to play a duet with my teacher at a concert. And it was a very intense piece. And I ripped open my calluses. And I had to perform with bandages.
See, this is, you know.
Give the blood, sweat, and tears.
Exactly,
sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, nothing is easy.
And because there is a point, obviously there's a musicality, obviously there's great skill, obviously there's great focus, but there is a point where you're just beating the stuffing out of that thing, right?
Yes, but I think it helps to practice smart rather than practicing hard. And so that you need to take care of yourself because if you
yeah.
ruin your muscles, ruin your hands, you won't be playing anymore. So you have to learn how to do your trade.
So anger doesn't come into
no.
it then.
It's You're thinking just, a drummer just beating.
Well, no, I'm just thinking that I was actually about what you were saying earlier of being very petite and then running around and attacking these large instruments.
Oh, my goodness. I know. You should have seen Hannah at our Troy concert, the music that you just heard at the beginning of the show, that we just, Essio, purchased 5-octave marimba, which is really, really large,
yeah.
you know, and the wingspan. And so at one point, she had this perfect stance, you know, she was perfectly balanced and playing the ends of the instrument with 4 mallets, you know, and thank God for that callus that you built up, Hannah.
Well, it's great stuff. Hannah is the 2015 winner of the ESYO's Lois Wyman Concerto competition this past Saturday, and the whole event ESYO is it SEO? Is that how you
we call it SEO?
You
but,
call
you
it
know,
SEO.
Yes.
Okay, SEO 360 will take place at Proctor's in Schenectady on May 17th. For more information, you can visit them. It's esyo.org. You can also go to proctors.org where you can find out ticket information as well. ESYO.org or proctors.org. Helen, Hannah, thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful, wonderful performance on the 17th, and congratulations on all the wonderful work.
Thank you so much for your support.
Great to have you both here. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.